separatists attack Chinese consulate in Pakistan, and Samsung falls on its sword over cancer-causing factories. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, November 23rd. Gunmen killed at least three people during an attack on the Chinese consulate in Karachi, Pakistan. A separatist group from the country's restive Balochistan province claimed responsibility. International pressure mounts on Saudi Arabia to come clean about Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Denmark has suspended approvals to send military equipment and weapons to the monarchy, and last week, 18 Saudi agents accused of the killing were barred entry into Europe's Schengen zone, including the UK. World leaders will also question Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the G20 meeting in Argentina later this month. Over 900 Palestinian children have been arrested by Israeli forces since the beginning of 2018. Swiss-based NPO Palestinian Prisoners Society says most children were released, but 270 remain incarcerated. The NPO accuses Israel of using excessive force, including live ammunition against Palestinian children. It says Israeli forces have killed at least 52 children in the West Bank and Gaza Strip since the beginning of the year. At least 95% of the last burning wildfire in California has been contained thanks to a Pacific storm. The Camp Fire, which has claimed 83 lives, was the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. And finally, a decade-long standoff between global tech giant Samsung and its sick employees ended with a settlement deal and an apology. Dozens of workers at Samsung's Korean factories were diagnosed with chronic illness like cancer and tumors over the years. Samsung apologized to its staff and admitted it had failed to create a safe work environment. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.